Hello, this is Destiny from the Homewood YMCA Lighthouse. I'm alumna. So today we have a guest. And would you mind telling us your name and why you're here today?
My name is Frank Tillman. I'm with the Wilkinsburg Sanctuary Project. I'm here to talk about our art and talent show for peace that's coming up the first Saturday in March.
Well, what type of art should we be like looking forward to seeing?
Usually a lot of mixed media work that ends up being presented. Our theme is about peace. So it's any type of work that displays or depicts peace. Mainly it's mixed media on paper because most of the artwork submitted is from schools. So teachers already have like a set format. They already have like specific paper that they give out to all the kids and only certain supplies that they have to give all the kids. So usually most of them end up with about the same type of media for their artwork. One girl, she used actual sand and glued it onto the paper with seashells and things like that, which was really cool, and put a lot of glitter and things into it. So we had a couple unique pieces like that last year. Always fascinating work that the kids present. And then also we have the talent piece, which is some kids will present poetry, or they'll have a dance group to do a dance skit. Musicians that have a music piece that they do. So we have different types of performances that are done. And then Andre Scott, he's the talent coach, so he'll give his critique at the end of each performance and congratulate the kids, as well as giving them encouragement of how they can do even better next time. And then the great thing about the Art and Talent Show, even though we only have 20 slots for the art and 20 slots for the talent, every child that participates in the talent show gets a $50 reward. So it's not a competition, but everyone gets a reward that participates.
So can you give us like a brief history?
The Sanctuary Project itself, it has a mission to end youth violence in the neighborhood of Wilkinsburg. And we connect with different organizations and churches within the Wilkinsburg area to work together on implementing different programs and events that can help to promote peace in the neighborhood and to help kids want to get along with one another. And then also just the community helping the youth out. So it isn't just the organizations, but the community is taking that responsibility as well. So we've had things like the annual Art and Talent Show for Peace. And then also every year we have a block party around springtime, which is just like a lot of different carnival type games and free food and things for the kids. Last year, we connected with the WCDC, which did the two-way street festival. Beyond that, we just try to give a response to different crises that happen in the neighborhood and trying to be there for the people that are part of that crisis, like the event that happened on the top of Franklin Avenue, the shooting that happened a few years back where the family was shot at during their cookout in their backyard. And so Sanctuary Project, we responded to that with having a prayer vigil. We all gathered together by the home to have prayer with the community. It was a big turnout of the community that came together for that prayer, and just also that emotional support for the family.
Yeah, I feel like that was definitely needed.
Yeah, and there's a group of the clergy of our Sanctuary Project board that specifically go out to the families that need that prayer and support, and support them in any way that's needed. And then also we had the project called Light on Franklin. And we had a lot of volunteers come out and just help repaint some parts of the houses and help them fix up people's steps and stuff like that. And even some people's homes going in and doing repairs and things and just helping out with fixing up that block of Franklin Avenue. And then again, being that emotional support and spiritual support for those that needed it. It's just being that response and trying to be proactive against violence and not just always just waiting until something happens to give a response, but also being there to help prevent things as well.
Hey, so we just got another guest who just showed up. So would you mind giving us your name and why you're here?
My name is Andre Scott. I am the talent coach for the Art and Talent Show for Peace. I believe I've done this maybe the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, 3 or 4 years. So just being involved in that capacity. I make music outside of that as well. So that's why they asked me to come on and just encourage the young people. Please come out. Please, please, please come out and witness these young people. Everybody gets a lift up from whatever space they're in. Just that support from adults and other people they may or may not know is major for these young people. So just come out and be entertained.
So now that we're closing, I would like to thank our guests, Mr. Orange and Mr. Frank. So just like to remind everyone, this is the Sanctuary Project's Arts and Talent Show for Peace. And it's happening on March 3rd from 1 to 4 at the Kelly School in Wilkinsburg. Please come, be there. You'll miss out on a lot if you don't. So I'm Destiny McAllister signing out with the Lighthouse Studios. Lighthouse, lights out.